Welcome everybody. Shin number 1337 in the writing is Shin number 489. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of the halachos of Negel Vaser. The question comes up: the water that was used for washing. Somebody washed Negel Vaser the right way. Now the water is there, right? What's the status of the water? How bad is it? Let's put it like that. So be it as it may, we have to realize that, officially the Ruach Ra is in the water. So the water that is used for the washing of the hands in the morning becomes contaminated by the Ruach Ra. This what the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah explained. The impure spirit is in the water that's removed from the hands and remains in the water. Therefore, it's forbidden to benefit from the water, lest the impure spirit, the Ruach Ra, cause damage to anything which it comes in contact with. In other words, if it's going to touch anything, it could come in contact with different things. I just want to mention, in case somebody does wash, let's say, in the sink, or whatever it is, where there's a drain, you want to make sure that it goes down the drain. So that's an important thing, that one should make sure that the water is gotten rid of down the drain and so on. Accordingly, this water should not be given to an animal. Let's say somebody, whatever the case is, they wash Negel Vaser. Oh, the animal's thirsty. Yes, it's an animal anyways. I'll give it to the animal. No, not even to an animal. The place can bring down. According to this, water should not be given to drink to an animal. It shouldn't be used to wash the floor as well. I'll use the water instead of pouring more water. I have it ready in a pan. I'll wash the floor. No, you shouldn't do that either. It should not be used to wash the floor. Moreover, one should be careful not to spill the water any place where people will walk. So not just as far as, washing the floor itself, but even when you're washing itself, a person washes, let's say, into the, from the utensil, from the kli, they're washing into the other kli, into the bucket or whatever it is, let's say the best place, like we said, preferably next to one's bed or whatever, but one should be careful. It shouldn't spill on the floor. Thereby, people should not walk on it. Similarly, it should not be used to wash dishes, of course, or anything else. If somebody, whatever the case is, they'll soak their dishes in it or wash their dishes, that of course that would not be allowed to be done either. If you can't give it to an animal and a person shouldn't walk on it, we could understand washing dishes definitely should not be done in with the Ruach Ra. If one washed their hands over a kitchen sink, now the question is, so good, so I whatever reason I couldn't do it near my bed, I had to go to the kitchen sink. So if one washed their hands over the kitchen sink, and there might have been some utensils in there, let's say, right? One should be careful that there should not be, but any utensils in the sink which may have been touched by the water should be rinsed off. That's an important thing to keep in mind. The water that has the Ruach Ra in it, touch some utensils, make sure to rinse off the utensils. Most authorities, most Poskim do rule that it is permitted to recite a bracha in the presence of the water used for the removal of the Ruach Ra. So for example, let's say somebody washed Negel Vaser and they did not have a chance to get rid of the water yet, and they have to take, let's say, a drink. They already washed the Negel Vaser. They'll want to go take a drink. You don't have to wash Negel Vaser to make a bracha either. We spoke about that. One has to just, middle of the night, if they wake up or whatever, just to review, to immediately the menaka, to wipe their hands full front, full back. It's a question of cleanliness. And then you can actually make a bracha, even though the Ruach Ra is still on one's hands, which only water gets rid of it. But one would be able to wipe their hands, let's say, on the mattress or on the desk or on a chair, something like that, full front, full back, not just the fingertips. And then they could go ahead to make the bracha, and assuming that one does not need to use the bathroom. If you have to use the facilities, one would not be allowed to make the bracha. But be it as may, now let's say one washed Negel Vaser, fine, no problem, and they do not need to use the facilities. They want to take a drink, make a bracha, but the water is there. The water is uncovered. There's water that I just washed Negel Vaser, Ruach Ra. So most authorities, most poskim do rule that it would be allowed to recite a bracha in the presence of the water used to remove the Ruach Ra. So that's another important thing to keep in mind. One does not have to. It doesn't have a din of like meriglaim, like urine or something along those lines, so it's that's important to keep in mind. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.